A lecture on Wolfgang Pauli.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for attending the third lecture of our course on great physicists. Today, I want to present Wolfgang Pauli to you. I'll be concentrating on his life, education, and major achievements. If you have any questions, I'll be glad to answer them in our discussion workshop after the lecture. So, let's get started. Wolfgang Pauli was an Austrian theoretical physicist, famous for his work on quantum theory and for the important discovery of the Pauli exclusion principle, which forms the basis of the structure of matter and chemistry. His full name was Wolfgang Ernst Pauli. He was born on the 25th of April, 1900, in Vienna, Austria, at that time Austria-Hungary. He didn't seem to enjoy studying, but still graduated with distinction from the Döblinger Gymnasium in Vienna in 1918. Just 2 months after graduation, he published his first paper on Albert Einstein's general theory of relativity. In Munich, he attended the Ludwig Maximilian University, where he received his PhD in 1921 for his work on the quantum theory of ionized molecular hydrogen. In the following years, Pauli worked at various universities in Germany and Denmark, where he developed the modern theory of quantum mechanics. In 1925, he formulated the Pauli exclusion principle, which states that no two electrons can exist in the same quantum state. He went on to use a matrix as a basis of spin operators and solved the non-relativistic theory of spin. Pauli did not publish his work frequently. He was known as a perfectionist. As early as 1930, he was the first scientist to suggest that a tiny neutral particle, which was later called the neutrino, existed. Neutrinos were finally confirmed by experiments in 1956. Pauli was awarded the Lorentz Medal for important contributions to theoretical physics in 1931, but his failed marriage and the stress of his work resulted in a nervous breakdown around that time. He began drinking heavily and saw the psychologist Carl Jung. He lived in Zurich then, where he later married his second wife, Franziska Bertram, who was a great support to him. In addition to his post at the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology, Pauli also had professorships in the United States. The German annexation of Austria in 1938 made him a German national. As his parents came from Jewish families, he moved to Switzerland and from there to the United States. From 1940 onwards, he was a professor of theoretical physics at Princeton. In 1945, he received the Nobel Prize in Physics for his decisive contribution through his discovery of a new law of nature, the exclusion principle, or Pauli principle. After the end of the war in 1946, he became a citizen of the United States but returned to Zurich eventually, where he mostly remained for the rest of his life. During the last 10 to 15 years of his life, Pauli was very interested in studying the history and philosophy of science. In 1958, Pauli was awarded the Max Planck Medal. That same year, however, he fell ill with cancer and died at the Rotkreuz Hospital in Zurich on the 15th of December, 1958. Thank you all very much for your attention. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to take them.